This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're talking about solutions in our own personal lives with Dr. Group. We're going over the numbers here. You had other articles to hit here in closing that we haven't gotten to about what's happening. Also, you want to talk about Pokemon Go?
Well, that kind of caught my eye. And the reason is because the recent research that's coming out right now is the electromagnetic. I mean, it's not recent, but it's getting worse and worse. The recent stuff coming out is the fact that the blue light, and this, somebody sent me some article, an article on this, how to protect your eyes from the negative.
Hurts your eyes, causes brain damage, the brain hates it, lowers consciousness, lowers brain waves.
Exactly.
Oh, but we have federal and world laws that we gotta have blue light, not the natural light. We need yellow light, don't we?
Yes, that's why I highly recommend, if you have, it's especially damaging to the children. If you have children on iPads and iPhones, I mean, the deal is we're going digital. You can't avoid it. There's Wi-Fi everywhere. There's cell phone towers everywhere.
I wonder if you can get like an app that's a filter that turns it to another color light.
You can get, I think there might be a screen that you can put over it. What I do for my kids, I just have those yellow blue light filter glasses, those Gunner glasses. And I make them, you know, first of all, I don't even allow my kids to be on iPads that much, but sometimes, you know.
On a plane or something.
On a plane, something like that. So I have them wear those specific glasses to block it out. As a matter of fact, my.
By the way, you're not just saying this. It fries their brains. I tell the analysts this. They go, hey, man, you do, you live your life. I'm like, whoa, all I'm saying is the medium is killing you. I mean, I'm not up here on some high horse, you know.
No, you can type
my mom telling me like 6 years ago, you're getting pretty fat, bro. Yeah,
this is an article from the Huffington Post, actually. And it talks about how dangerous it is, especially to children, and how it goes all the way in and it can cause myopia and it can cause problems with people's eyes. I mean, just think like 5 years from now, we might have the whole population that can barely even see anything.
Well, actually, the studies are now out. You can Google children's eyes already damaged. But it's also right. The attention span. They're not geared. They want to be in the computer because that's the universe to them. That's what they know how to navigate.
So how that leads into the anti-aging is it's just destroying our cells. And the last thing that I wanted to talk about was the smart meters and the EMFs. I know we've covered it a lot of times on the show, but you have to, unfortunately, with the smart meters and the radio frequencies and who knows how much radiation exposure we're getting from Fukushima, you know, you have to protect your cells. And those are the things that you can't avoid, although the globalists do have the EMP-proof clothing. They have special rooms in their homes.
Did you see how the BBC came out and said the radiation's not bad for you at Fukushima?
Oh, they've been saying that all the time.
Billy Corgan sent me the article this weekend, but I meant to do a whole story. But that's crazy.
That is crazy.
They actually act like it's a conspiracy theory now that radiation's bad. They admit over 1 million people died from Chernobyl. I know two separate women in Austin who are pretty young women that have had to have their ovaries and stuff removed because they were in Europe, Eastern Europe at the time of Chernobyl's kids.
I don't know. I get calls all the time from people out in California and the Pacific Northwest that they had miscarriages, the percentage of miscarriages.
Oh, the BBC says not one person died. They admit that most of the teams that went in there died. The kids were dropping dead all around it. They just said no one died, group.
Birth defects, low birth weight, all kinds of problems here, problems there.
I mean, see, they've done this before. I was talking to the...
That's like a silent...
Don killer. Darling was a famous Navy captain. He did the emergency submarine rescues and all that. Also, was a nuke sub captain. And he said, listen, Alex, they'd sit there and lie to us and turn off the reactors and flood it and say radiation isn't bad for you. And they'll give us all these BS equations. And he's a physicist. We know he's alive anymore. I used to get him on years ago. He's lost tonight. He's had a Veterans for Peace. He said, that's what they do. And they would just tell them, this isn't bad for you. Flood them with radiation as a test.
That's like the biological warfare projects with the mosquitoes and everything else where they just let them out. Let's see what happens.
I'm ashamed of you saying radiation's bad, okay? We all know radiation's good. Just look at at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. What did for all those Japanese?
Yeah, what I would recommend is stay away from the Pokemon Go thing, though. That's some scary.
We're going to talk more. Let's take something for the news.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar. By now the fighting will be close at hand.
I do not know any progressive who has a super PAC and takes $15 million from Wall Street.
I don't think you are qualified if you have supported virtually every disastrous trade agreement which has cost us millions of decent paying jobs.
I do question her judgment. I question a judgment which voted for the war in Iraq.
I don't think you are qualified.
I have shown a lot better judgment than she has on foreign policy.
I don't think you are qualified.
You know.
Excuse me, I'm talking.
That is a Trump ad that's running for the balance of the hour. George Humphrey, my good friend, going back 25 years to when we were both involved. He was like one of the heads of the campaign locally for Pat Buchanan. Back then, handing out pamphlets about the Private Federal Reserve. He's written several best-selling books. His new book just came out. It's on Amazon.com. Life, Love, Joy, A Story, Humanity's Origins, The Polarity of Present Choices, and Our Unrealized Potential, getting into what the globalists actually think, but from a different perspective. And let me tell you, whether what he gets into in the book is accurate or not, it's the cosmology of the elite, just from a different perspective. Why they think the way they think, why they're waging war against humanity. The globalists say they're going to break away and be their own species. They believe their psychopathic behavior is actually advanced. That's why they interbreed with each other in every elite culture throughout history. It actually is a parasite on humanity, and they're creating new species. What do you think AI computers are? What do you think all this stuff is? So we're going to be talking about that with George Humphrey. But George, you know, you've been a city council person. You've been involved at the lobbying level. You've seen a lot of things around the world. You've been an international businessman, a real estate developer. Jack of all trades, smart guy. Looking at the current climate, have you ever seen anything like it? How would you describe it? And then looking at Donald Trump and this whole phenomenon as he begins to pull ahead in scientific polls, I really think they're going to come after him physically. And what would you say to the Bernie Sanders supporters later? I want to talk about this. How could they support Hillary when obviously she's the establishment candidate?
Well, first of all, it's good to be here.
Thanks for coming, man. You look good.
Yeah, I love you, brother. And it's always fun to be on this show. And doing this kind of work is the most life-invigorating work I could ever do. And I think for most of you listeners, when you talk about this stuff, and invigorates your life. And we're not doom and gloom. We're about making this planet a better place. Now, it's my opinion that most, not all, but most of the Bernie Sanders people are young. Their hearts are open. They want to do the right thing. They realize how much corruption is out there, but they just haven't had the experience. And I have a lot of people I know who were Bernie Sanders people. And I listen to what they're saying. I say, I agree with that concept and I agree with that concept. But I say, what is the greatest danger to our world and our country? And then think about it. It's the consolidation of power of the government. Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, right? And they go, yeah. And what's his plan? Is to give all the power to the government. And then they go, oh, yeah. And then they start realizing. Now, all this attack on Trump, I'm still not 100% for Trump, but in comparison to Hillary, sign me up. You know, he's against the TPP. He's against vaccines. He's for protecting our
border. He says
she's
a communist Chinese agent, which she is.
Well, she...
Remember us back in the mid-90s exposing her.
She is so many things. And anyone who is voting for Hillary Clinton is either totally mind-controlled, which is about 95% of the people, or you're getting paid off in some ways. You're an incredible, ignorant traitor if you're supporting Hillary. And we can go over point by point by point by point by point by point by point why Hillary is not good for America, why Hillary is not good for your families, why Hillary is not good for this earth. And
who is Hillary Clinton? I mean, she just looks and acts like a robot.
Well,
a satanically possessed robot. I mean, she looks like the Joker meets the Stepford Wives.
And remember, Hillary is only a puppet. There are people who are pulling her
shoes. Of course.
And so I don't put all my attention into attacking Hillary because it's self-evident that she is.
But she's the establishment candidate. So Bernie Sanders people support her when she stole the election from Sanders.
And especially in California. What happened in California was a complete snow job in which the votes were stolen. And remember,
well, they just decided it was going to be the winner the day before.
Yeah, of course. With paper ballots, you can stuff one paper ballot box at a time. With the four computer companies, you can do whole cities at a time. Folks, this is self-evident. There's no way to recount the votes, and Hillary's people control the machine.
And that's why they want centralization everywhere, is because then they can scam and run things, and a few little things that don't match won't expose it. But this time, They didn't just steal it and have the computers come out the way they wanted. They admitted that the AP that runs what they formerly called Voter News Services, we've covered this ad nauseum for new listeners, they talked to the superdelegates and then projected who would win and decided the night before what the numbers would be to program the computers and then admitted it in the newspapers.
Of course. Now, this is...
But we've now reached a point, George, where they admit, okay, there is a world government and it's unelected, but it's not the one the conspiracy theorist told you about.
Right. You know, Hillary is 100% behind the TPP. TPP makes NAFTA and GATT look like child's play. Let me repeat that. TPP is the most dangerous agreement that this government has ever signed and is the greatest danger to your freedoms and to this republic. Hillary Clinton is for it 100%.
But she's going to stick up for women.
Brothers and sisters.
What do you think of CNN, though, when they took her and had her being worshipped and said she was a golden goddess? Have you seen that?
I have. When she had all the white on. I mean, it's almost comical, except it's not comical, because it is a matter of life and death. It is a matter of life and death. Not only the life and death of the rule of law and the republic, but of the future of this country. And folks, it is up to us. You know, it's not all doom and gloom. We can.
No, we're not. We're admitting how bad it is. In fact, this is a good paradigm. You always point out, and you said this 20 years ago to me, and I didn't get it. Hey, we got to give people hope. And I'm thinking, yeah, I'm exposing the evil. The hope is we better fight it, because that's just how my instincts are. Yeah. A lot of other folks hear something's overwhelming. They just give up. No. We're exposing it, because exposing them, basic humanity will turn against them, like the Brexit. And that's now beginning. That's why it's such an exciting time to be alive. They're having to pull out all the stops to try to block us right now.
Absolutely.
But they're not successful at this point. They're losing control. And you see the whole world resisting globalism now. The whole world is coming together. That's why they're activating George Soros groups. He admits it, on race and religious lines to cause infighting. There's beefs with everybody. There's real bad cops. There's real bad white supremacists or blacks, of course. But they blow it up out of proportion and make it the only issue, so we're all uncomfortable fighting with each other, so we don't see the controllers above us that are coming after everybody.
Absolutely, Alex.
So let's get into where you think Trump's going, the state of the world right now.
All you have to do is look at history. 1980, we had the Rand Fair when Jimmy Carter was, it was being taken over by Ronald Reagan. 1992, we had Waco and we had Oklahoma City. All these are false flag events. 2011, the biggest false flag event of all time. 2008, and I do astrology, and whether you believe in it or not, is that there is the objective history of false flag events, and it appears to me as though a month and a half to 2 months before the election, or 2 months or 3 months after the election, there is the possibility of a huge, massive false flag event. And knowledge is power. People like Alex and others around the world are putting out objective information so that we do not get blindsided at this time. We know what's coming on, because what they want to do is the old Hegelian theory, problem, reaction, solution, problem, reaction, solution, thesis, antithesis, synthesis. And friends, we have the ability now. We're building up the energy so that we can transcend this stuff. And
they almost can't do it anymore, because they always get caught.
Well, they're always getting caught. I mean, what happened in Orlando?
Anybody? Well, let's talk about astrology. Yeah. I personally just don't get into all that, whatever. But then you look at the elite, I mean, around the world, they are obsessed with it.
Totally.
They're making their decisions off of it. I mean, basically all of them. And so you better study it. I do now, to be able to know what they're up to.
Yeah.
Because, and I don't mean the pop stuff, but I mean the real stuff.
Right.
That's what they're into.
Well, remember, everything is energy. Everything is energy. And if by understanding energy, we learn the astrology to transcend it. Let me repeat that. We learn to transcend it. Astrology to transcend, for us to become our own highest Christ itself, for each human being to become the best that they can be, to live in cooperation and honesty and truth and all the things that we're talking about, which is the basic bedrock of the republic of this country. Friends, this is not new stuff. This has gone way back to the one called Jesus, and even way, way back before that. We have the option right now, and even though we're facing the greatest danger to the future of humanity on this planet, we're also have the greatest opportunity to transcend. But it's going to take people, it's taking people like Alex and many others who have the backbone and the courage to speak the truth and to say, hey, look, this is not right. The king has no clothes on.
That's right. George, I want to get your take specifically on the types of false flags they may pull, economic false flags, because the world obviously is going into crisis. The Chinese government came out yesterday, in fact, I need to pull that article, and said, prepare for war with the United States. It's imminent. Putin's talking about this. I mean, this is amazing. We've never heard rhetoric like this.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 in shipping. Go to freefoodone.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefoodone.com now. That's freefoodone.com.
Are you prepared with food that has a 30-year shelf life, is GMO-free and has no MSG, the highest quality on the planet? For only $95 a month, get a full month's supply of food at DeseretFoodStore.com. If you're one of the next 100 people to sign up, you'll get 1 month additional for free. Yes, that's right. Buy one and get one free for the first month. Go to DeseretFoodStore.com now or call 801-444-1444. That's 801-444-1444.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah.
Lovejoy. George Humphrey, my good friend in here, has written it. George, this is a short segment. Long segment's coming up to really flesh the stuff out and play some clips and get into more news. But talking to you, it's clear, and we can read their own books and writings, that the globalists are setting up a world government and that they don't want us to be healthy, they don't want us to be informed, and that they are just bombarding us by design with every unhealthy, horrible thing in the world while putting regulations and restrictions on everything else to shut down other economies and really engage in total, not just social, but planetary engineering, right down to the geoengineering, under this global national security, global security initiative. And if you look at it, it is quite alien. And I say, why hide what your book gets into? You're not doing that. Obviously, you wrote the book. I'm not afraid to get into, say, you know, off-world civilization, whatever. I don't know that. I can't prove that. All I know is the elite we have, by any way you look at it, behave like you would expect a colonizing alien species to behave that's getting ready to kill everybody. And then the elites say they want to cull the Earth, you know, down to 200 and something million, and then some papers say even higher. That's official global policy. So they're trying to create artificial species. They're trying to create AI. They say they're going to merge the machines and be God. I don't believe in God yet, Ray Kurzweil. I talked about this 15 years ago. People said, oh, that's crazy. Now it's mainline. They're telling us humans are bad. They're telling us that it'll be wonderful once we're gone. I mean, I'm just waiting for them to pull mask off and actually be aliens or something. And again, it's an allegory. I'm not saying they're literally aliens. But if you look at the Christian background, I'm a Christian. I have a relationship with Christ. Not the establishment church, but with Christ. You see that everything this world system's doing is the opposite of what Christ said. And, you know, here's Christ and the whole Bible warning, saying there are these fallen ones led by this really bad guy that wants to kill you. But first he wants the world government to carry it out.
You are so right on. And we'll go back to the one called Jesus. His real name, of course, was Yeshua ben Joseph. And for me, you know, he was the real deal. And his family were Nazarenes. They were the ones who put out the Nag Hammadi. And the Nag Hammadi, if any of you have ever read it, 40% of it is about the archons, about the alien energies that are creating chaos on this planet. And so the true Christian energy is aware of the chaos that is here. But it's also about the fact that we as humans, with the DNA that we have the ability and the opportunity to transcend this and become much, much better people and to have a much more beautiful world. And this is not the Ray Kurzweil method.
They're bringing in a false system.
Yes. Right now, you, most of the listeners on this are trinary, body, mind, and soul, and we're carbon and we're relatively sentient. Ray Kurzweil and that, and Regina Dugan, they don't want trinary. They want binary, and they want silicone. They want good little android slaves. And friends, as wild as this sounds, ask yourself, how is it that this thing called the Illuminati, and I would say that probably 98% of the listeners realize that there really is an Illuminati, how can this handful of people have complete control of all the economic, political, ecclesiastic, and media institutions, not just of this country, but of this world?
Because it's a long-term plan.
Because it's a long-term plan, and it's very well done. And just like many of our ancestors, the British, the French, the Spanish, the Portuguese, in the 15th, 16th, 17th, and 1800s went out and they were imperialist. And by the 1800s, about 80% of the world was under imperialistic rule. There is planetary imperialism. There is a movement toward the acquisition of this planet right now. Now, friends, don't believe a word that I'm saying, but think of the basics of right here. And even if I'm completely
wrong. Well, I mean, here's the problem. You look at it from that perspective, and then it all makes sense. And then you look at the Bible, it says that's what's happening. So if you're a Christian, you should believe that. But let's and you got the fake New Age movement,
yep,
which is this system that all be a bunch of cult members, and the world government and the peace is coming.
Yep.
So we all accept that fake world government, that fake peace. Yep. And then you see the UN, the globalists funding it all, running it all. I'm saying that I don't know if any of that's true, George. All I know is that the elite we have act like they're our sworn enemies and hate humanity, and all they say is how bad and ugly humanity is and how they're going to be gods. So Ray Kurzweil says he wants to be this new entity and that all of us are going to have to die. Okay, so a guy, they're building this thing. So these people say it's just like in the last two Terminators ago. We're going to break, come back, George, but I want to think about this. Not this Terminator, but the Terminator before that had had what's his name in it?
I know who you're talking
about. What's the name of the actor that's
I forgot
so many
his name.
Movies?
He's good.
Anyways, the point is, I'll look it up during the break. It turns out it was a crazy woman that interfaced with a machine and made this crazy AI that was killing everybody. They kind of tell you. Because it's the elite want to merge the machines and then kill everybody. And they're actually running Google, Facebook, and everything. And Apple has slave factories. I mean, we're in trouble,
we're
folks.
On the mark.
We'll be back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 in shipping. Go to freefoodone.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefoodone.com now. That's freefoodone.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to get into the situation with China. Jakari Jackson did a report on it yesterday where the People's Daily came out and said, prepare for imminent combat in the South China Sea against the United States. I already played the report. I guess it was Sunday. No, we aired it Monday. No, it was so important I aired it Sunday and Monday. Putin begging with the press saying they're moving missiles up against our borders. This could lead to nuclear war. This is so serious. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But before we go any further, I'm not going to belabor this. DNA Force is our top-of-the-line nutraceutical, super high quality, the lowest price you're going to find for all these compounds together or separately. If you bought them all separate, it'd be 4, 5, 6 times what this is. It's 25% off. We hardly ever do this. We've done this 3 other times in its 3-year history, and it's sold out very quickly each time. And you know when you get this high-quality product that you're also supporting this broadcast and what we're going to do in Cleveland and what we're going to do coming up in Philadelphia with the DNC and all of our coverage of things like Bilderberg, the demonstrations around the country, the game-changing things that we're involved in with our crew exposing the open border. InfoWars is having a giant effect thanks to you supporting the broadcast and spreading the word. It's got 4.7 stars from Power Reviews and other third-party sites. DNA Force, our most advanced product, deep research, patented ingredients, difficult to source. Go read the reviews for yourself, and I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site, and I'm extending it 48 hours, and then it's over. Now, at first we did it for a week. No, 4 days, and then we extended it and expanded it. I can't expand it on the non-GMO heirloom seeds, the water filters, the optics, and hundreds of other items because of contractual issues with our producers. I can with the food, and I can with our nutraceuticals. 10% off, we're sending that 10% off for 2 days, 48 hours, and the 40% off on the storable food, we're extending that for 2 days as well. And then it's over, and it'll probably be, I would guess, until around Christmas. Even we can do that till we have the special again. It's so important to get prepared and to get prepared with Patriots so it's a win-win so that you're offensively helping fund the info war while you also get prepared yourself. That's the type of things that I look for. And people call it reap what you sow, karma, whatever. More and more as I get older, I realize my whole life is guided by trying to find systems and ecosystems and political systems and ideas where everyone gets enriched by the process, and it's a free association process. And that's what builds everything good. History is replete. Look at Venezuela collapsing. And dozens of other countries are collapsing into flames and robbery and starvation, all under collectivism. George Humphrey, my friend, here in studio with us. The new book, Love, Life, Love, and Joy, available on Amazon.com. We intend to cover it and carry it soon as well. I've been ranting here. Let's get into where this global fight's going. Suddenly all these mainstream publications saying radiation's good for you, aluminum's good for you, aspartame's good for you, world government's good for you, humans are bad, parents are bad, you can't have a male and female, don't have children, male and female existing is racist and hateful. They're actually saying this. This is like a science fiction movie. Again, I would expect little green men to be teaching us this. What's really going on?
Well, there's so much, and it's at so many different levels. And the first level is to awaken and to become aware that we have a choice, either to be victims or to reject victim consciousness. That is the biggest single thing that we as human beings can do, because everything is light and vibration, and there is a natural vibration, and then there is a synthetic vibration. The synthetic vibration is controlled by the banking, the political, the ecclesiastic, and the media.
It's the artificial reality they're trying to...
And they are creating this incredible matrix, whatever you want to call this, to create subservient android little slaves. And it is happening. And it doesn't have to happen. It is time. The world is changing. The planet is changing. And we have the opportunity to break up the synthetic insanity.
And the truth is, the globalists don't just want to make a slave because they want slaves. Humans are made in the image of God, Bible. We're these incredible creatures with this amazing potential. They want to mount our head on the wall. They want to play with us. They want to have victory over something strong and powerful and beautiful.
Well, also, our DNA is the bottom line of all of this. And it's my opinion that the DNA of human beings on this planet is the most amazing DNA in not only the solar system.
Well, a lot of scientists, as you know, top ones that were atheists or whatever,
yes,
now are looking at the DNA, and it's a lot of it's classified, but this has come out in the New York Times, and they're saying, okay, we're not from here. This isn't of this planet.
Yep,
way older than everything around here.
And there's so much of the story. And
this is what the elite are actually obsessed with.
Talked about in this book. But right now, we have two strands, 23 chromosomes, but most of the scientists say that 95-98% of our DNA is unsustainable or barren, or what they call junk DNA. The one that we call God or our creator, whatever you want to call it, does not make junk. And because there is more electromagnetic frequency coming into the solar system and onto our planet from the center of the galaxy, it is activating this recessive DNA. And there is an amazing evolution of consciousness that is taking place. But because this is a free will
situation, it is up to each.
They're trying to get us to opt into their matrix. Yeah, let's just say psychopaths inbred,
yes,
who think they're God, are like different than the rest of us. Let's just say it's men. They say they want to become gods. They say they're merging, and they say we're junk and getting rid of us. And I'm sorry, I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. And I'm not getting, you know, my children and their progeny are going to get to experience the amazing things God has in store for them. And all these fake establishment people and the Pope telling us world government's good, they can all just get right out of the way.
Yeah,
and I have free will. I choose to tell your world government and your positronic robot state to go right back to hell where it came from.
And, you know, and a lot of people say, well, don't get angry and don't get afraid. Well, you know, a little bit of fear is real because,
well, it's motivation.
This is motivation because this life is so.
They got us in a trance. The reason I've been successful is I'm genuine. I'm alive and my life force is strong. And my DNA, my whole spirit, my gut, all of it's connected, is saying, get out of this, warn people.
And then what you have done is that you have translated that fear into courage, into wisdom. And, you know, even the one called Jesus, when he was in the temple, he was throwing things around. It is important for each of us to open our hearts, to open our minds, and to have some backbone. It is absolutely essential that these front porch patriots get off their butts and start doing some work. Start supporting the things that Alex...
Well, they are. They are supporting us. Yeah, they now know.
I know they are.
People know. But listen, we've reached the point where the denial's gone now. Even people that are in the establishment go, okay, I know it's real. I'm going to go with the big guys. I go, even though they're anti-human? And he goes, well, it's always the same. Well, you know what? You're not going to beat them. I mean, it's literally like we're in this subterranean deal and they live, and the guys are going, hell, you know you want to join them. Come on, glad you came to the party, guys.
Most of these people is cognitive dissonance. They don't even know what they're doing. It's like when you have a scar, there's a scab that goes over it. Most of these people are so afraid.
They're traumatized.
And they're traumatized. But with focus, things can change. Just think how much almost all of us have changed in our consciousness
in
the last 5 or 10 years. And people are changing every day. They're becoming aware.
And that's why they're racing to dumb us down. What do you think about Black Lives Matter and all this?
Black Lives Matter is one of the saddest jokes in our country right now. Clearly, George Soros, who is a Hungarian communist, is funding this. He's paying them $16 an hour. He's the one who was behind the whole financial collapse in Thailand. I was there when it happened.
He brags about it.
He does. Of course he does.
He says, I'm behind the Arab Spring. I'm behind the situation in
Thailand.
Ukraine, too.
Yeah.
Did you know I was reading his writings the other day, excerpts of his books where he says, I am messianic. I have known I'm the one since I was born. I had to keep it secret. They locked me up. I'm taking over the planet. No, I'm serious. And, you look it up.
And the fact is that there are, for every George Soros, there's 15 or 20 behind him who want to step into his shoes. But also the fact is that for every George Soros, there's millions and millions of us who believe in the goodness of this planet, who believe in the sanctity of life, who believe in the republic, who believe in the Constitution, who believe that our word matters. And now it is up to us, whether you're black, white, or poor, all lives matter. Not just black lives, all lives matter. Blue lives matter.
And that doesn't lessen somebody. You say all lives, it makes everybody matter.
Absolutely. And clearly, one of the things that Alex has always done so much is that he has made it very clear that we're all in this together. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian. Is that 200 years ago, the blacks, you could see the blacks were supposedly the slaves. Now, everyone, not everyone, but 96% of the planet is psychological slavery, and that's the greatest slavery there is.
Well, China's the worst slavery I've ever seen.
Yeah, and I travel in China. You know I have a place in Thailand, and I go into China, and people, you don't realize how big and bad China is.
Listen, let's talk about that now. Not the Chinese people themselves. But you were talking about what Soros just did in Thailand.
Yeah.
I interrupt you. Talk about that, and then let's talk about, I mean, you can Google this, folks. Jakari did a report on it yesterday. In fact, maybe ask him. He can pull it off for you guys. Where the Chinese government came out and said, prepare for battle. It could happen any time in the U.S. South China Sea. But then our own globalist government is investing heavily in China. How does Russia tie into that? Because I don't think Russia's perfect, but they really seem to have broken free of the oligarchs. They're paying people to have kids. They have national TV shows that sound like me. They're talking about the world government and fighting it. They're saying Hillary's evil. I mean, it seems like that with Soros and all of them, they're trying to bring Russia down. So let's talk geopolitically about how you see the pieces.
there's a fact that history tends to repeat itself. And the reality is that the nation of Khazaria, which was a Talmud nation between 523 and 1150, is that the people who defeated the Khazarians were the precursors, the Romanovs. And then there was the diaspora, and they went in. And the people who did the money change, the Russians would never let them into their country. They were the only ones who would not let them take over their bank. And that's why the Bolshevik Revolution was started in 1917.
And financed out of New York and London.
To be financed right in New York. You know, and Jacob Schiff helped finance it, of course. And the fact is, and again, Putin is not perfect. There's a lot of good people in Russia also. And for whatever reason, they have the nationalism and the intelligence to say, hey, the game that they're telling in the West and the game that Obama is telling you, it's not true. It's dangerous. They're lining up to put missiles all around us. And folks, they're tough. Putin is tough, and he's going to fight back just like the Chinese are. And it doesn't have to go down that way. It doesn't have to go down.
Let's talk about China, total mobilization.
Well, remember, there's 1.3 billion people in China. Shanghai is the wealthiest city in the whole world. Is that their industrial might? In 1989, the United States, 43% of our GNP was industrial, now it's 9%. And all of that's over in China. They have the ability to create high-tech weapons very like that.
But let's talk master plan, the spider down the hole, pulling the strings up the top. What's it doing? Because it's lining the world up.
Well, when I go to China, the Chinese people that I meet are gracious and wonderful. And to a person, they realize that their government is corrupt and they do not want to be fighting with America. But clearly their government liked.
And China really loved us after World War II.
We've done some things to China that have not been right, but
we put the communists in again.
Of course we did.
Just like Russia.
Of course we did. Of course we did. Of course.
All declassified.
Yeah,
that's why I don't want to hear about bashing China and Russia. Our evil elite literally set those nightmares up.
Yeah, we created the Bolshevik Revolution here in the United States, and not we as human beings.
And that's the neocons today.
Jacob Schiff's. And the point is that power is that what they want is the Illuminati. They want chaos. They want control. But we have to look behind. What is behind all of this? And it's my belief is that there is a movement toward what we call globalism, which is a nice way to say planetary acquisition. Friends, think about that. And it is up to us. Do we want to be sovereign? Do we want to be free? Do we want to have a republic? Or do we want to live in a dictatorship?
Sure. And the hypothesis you get in is like the Bible says, the chosen ones or whatever, whoever every culture says they are, is that people that are able to tap into the off-world consciousness or whatever can be given the advanced info to be able to take over. There's also people that have those genetics who can also be good as well.
Yeah.
So the issue is it's not this group's bad or this group's good or, the black nationalists, that the blacks are the chosen ones or the Jews are the chosen ones or the Protestants were the chosen ones. Every group's saying that. The point is, whatever's going on this planet, you go back 160, 70 years ago, there was a breeding program declassified over 30 years later in London of the Wedgwoods, the Darwins, the Huxleys, and others to genetically breed people and create supermen. Now, we're told they came up with a theory of evolution and all this when Darwin had this hallucination. And go read his actual writings, and these spirits were telling him all this. That's not what went on, folks. They interbred these families. They believed people who were already psychic to be able to receive this info from across the void. This isn't me believing this. This is where the elite believe, like a Skull and Bones. They're channeling advanced info from somewhere else on how to build it. They envision the DNA. Biometrics was invented in like 1855 by these people. They had these visions. And people go, oh, my God, look at the theory of the species. And we're not even saying it's all real. They were given all this twisted anti-human cosmology from the other side of the void in a satanic breeding program financed by the Transylvanian royal family of the UK.
You know, if you're a first-time listener, this stuff sounds really wild. And I am so glad that Alex is so on top of this. He is saying,
well, I've known this for about 20 years.
Talked about this a long time ago.
The point is the reason I can talk about it is the elite believe it. I don't believe it, George. I don't go where I, with what I, look, I have FEMA camp documents at army.mil admitting they're preparing re-education camps using that term, George.
I know. Absolutely.
And people won't believe that. So, you know what? I'm not, I, I, I don't get into stuff I can't prove. You know that. All I know is the elites say everything you're saying, but from their perspective.
Absolutely. And the point is that we as human beings have a choice.
I mean, if I say Prince Charles lives in Dracula's castle, it sounds insane. He lives in Dracula Castle half the year. I mean, that's insane. He does, though. These people are insane. Sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, when you go down this rabbit hole, it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier. But what I want to do is back up a little bit and realize that most of you are hearing the emergency in our voice, because we're at an emergency right now. It's not next year. It's not next month. It's not next week. It's right now.
And you've been coming on air for 20 years. You never talk like this.
Yeah, because I'm learning. My awareness is learning, and I've been studying this stuff for a long time. I've been studying the UFO alien thing for 25 years, but my level of awareness of it in the last two or three years has gone just like this. And I go and listen to people like Laura Eisenhower, Linda Moulton Howe, Richard Dolan, David Icke, who you've had on many times, Dr. David Jacobs. If you want to read an incredible book, read David Jacobs' books. And this is all information that you can agree with or not agree with, but consider the possibilities. Continue to listen.
Well, yeah, what's going on this planet? Why do the elite keep doing this? They believe they breed to have people that can channel more what's coming from the other side. Again, I'm like an anthropologist. I don't believe any of this. I don't know. I'm saying the elite, though, every time I get to the bottom of the rabbit hole, they believe that there's creatures in another dimension. I'm giving them info.
Yeah, and all you have to do is go to some of their ceremonies, like, you know, in California at Bohemian Grove, and look what they're doing there. But it's happening all over the world.
But we'll be back. We'll be back. Stay with us.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
That's right. We got David Knight, who always does an amazing job with all the latest breaking news and stuff coming up next hour. And he'll probably take some calls. I should have taken more calls. I've been a little bit better about calls. There's just so much news. I love your calls. We're going to be in Cleveland next week covering it live. We're going to have a lot of big guests already lined up. I plan to be on the street live during a lot of broadcast covering events as well. David Knight's going to stay back here and honcho the situation that he's going to cover the Democrats, just as dangerous a mission, maybe more so, the next week. But that's the climate in just the same kind of Bolshevik fervor, class warfare garbage we've seen in China, we've seen in Russia that brought them down, all beta tested and now ready for Europe and the United States. The globalists are very, 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 very patient. And if folks understand, if this globalist system comes in, almost everyone will be living in a world of you know what. But we were just talking about this during the break, so let's talk about this now, George. George Humphrey, my good friend of a long time, best-selling author, researcher, former city council person who I knew 25 years ago, fighting the New World Order, because I was involved you know, 3 or 4 years before I got on air, putting up yard signs for Pat Buchanan. People, and the numbers show this, brainwaves are lowering, screen time is brain damaging people, folks are losing language, children can't even talk to their friends more and more. This system's killing us, and more though, adults, people I've known in life and business for decades, they're suddenly not there, like they have Alzheimer's at 45. It's really scaring me that either people are super awake now and like, you know what's going on? Yeah, it's crazy. Or it's like, what? What is happening?
You're saying it very well. And the long-term program of the Illuminati, the power elite, the oligarchy, whatever you want to call this, it's not a short-term plan. They've had their plans in place for a long, long period of time. And they also realize that the quantum energy on this solar system, this planet, is changing. So they're moving their planet plans up because they realize that people are waking up at faster and faster rates. So as there is more energy onto our solar system and onto our planet, it is activating the polarities of what we call good and evil, black and white, male and female, yin and yang. And so the bad, what we call the bad or the negative, is getting worse and worse and worse. And what's the positive or the awareness is also lighting up.
It's a quickening.
It's a perfectly well said. It is a quickening.
I can feel it and see it, though. Because as evil rises, good rises right with it.
Absolutely. And that,
every time they hit me with more stuff, all of a sudden, just all the backup just goes boom.
Yes. And it's backing up on them. What they're doing such stupid things right now. It's unbelievable how easy
it is. Well, they can't help it.
It's so easy to prove that Black Lives Matter is a total con job.
That's what's frustrating. It is a con job. It isn't about, are the cops good? The point is, it's a con job.
Yeah, it's a con job. And the fact that still 90% of the people who watch CNN or whatever believe that, whatever, that they believe that Hillary is a woman and that she's good and that she's there for us. I mean, it's like mind-consuming. And, you know, most of you know about chemtrails. On a weekly basis, I'll point up in the sky.
They now admit it. They go, oh, yeah, we're geoengineering. Get used to it.
And I'll look up and I'll say, you know what that is? And 90% of the people look up and they look down very quickly and they can't conceive that our own government or whoever it is poisoning the people of this country and of this world on a daily basis with boron, ethylene, dibromide, aluminum. They're creating a silicone reality. It's eyes wide shut. What is there not to understand? What is there not to understand about Tamiflu and the vaccines? What is there not to understand about genetically modified?
I mean, even Harvard comes out with 25 studies and says, okay, it's brain damaging and giving you cancer. And then they make jokes and say we're conspiracy theorists on the fluoride alone. We're going to go back in 60 seconds, 70 seconds, final 5 minutes with George Humphrey, my good friend. And then we're going to hand the baton to David Knight. Stay with us on this Wednesday Global Edition, fourth hour, only seconds away, InfoWars.com/show. Support our local affiliates, please.
GCNLive.com today.